These are the daily Bible readings for December 15th, or day 349. A prayer to implore God's help before any action. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Assist us, O Lord, we beseech thee, with thy gracious inspiration, and further our efforts with thy continual help, that every prayer and work of ours may always begin with thee, and by thee be happily ended. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Zechariah chapters 13 and 14. In that day there shall be a fountain, open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for the washing of the sinner and of the unclean woman. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will destroy the names of idols out of the earth, and they shall be remembered no more. And I will take away the false prophets and the unclean spirit out of the earth. And it shall come to pass that when any man shall prophesy any more, his father and his mother that brought him into the world shall say to him, Thou shalt not live, because thou hast spoken a lie in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother, his parents, shall thrust him through when he shall prophesy. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophets shall be confounded, every one by his own vision. When he shall prophesy, neither shall they be clad with the garment of sackcloth to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a husbandman, for Adam is my example from my youth. And they shall say to him, What are these wounds in the midst of thy hands? And he shall say, With these I was wounded, in the house of them that loved me. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that cleaveth to me, saith the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand to the little ones. And there shall be in all the earth, saith the Lord, two parts, and it shall be scattered, and shall perish, but the third part shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, Thou art my people, and they shall say, The Lord is my God. Behold, the days of the Lord shall come, and the spoils shall be divided in the midst of thee, and I will gather all nations to Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses shall be rifled, and the women shall be defiled, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the rest of the people shall not be taken away out of the city. Then the Lord shall go forth and shall fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is over against Jerusalem towards the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be divided in the midst thereof, to the east and to the west, with a very great opening, and half of the mountain shall be separated to the north, and half thereof to the south. And you shall flee to the valley of those mountains, for the valley of the mountain shall be joined even to the next. And you shall flee as you fled from the face of the earthquake in the days of Ozias king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with him. And it shall come to pass in that day that there shall be no light, but cold and frost. And there shall be one day which is known to the Lord, not day nor night. And in the time of the evening there shall be light. And it shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them to the east sea, and half of them to the last sea. They shall be in summer and in winter, and the Lord shall be king over the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name shall be one. And all the land shall return, even to the desert, from the hill to Ramon, to the south of Jerusalem. And she shall be exalted, and shall dwell in her own place, from the gate of Benjamin even to the place of the former gate, and even to the gate of the corners, and from the tower of Hananiel even to the king's wine presses. And people shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more an anathema, but Jerusalem shall sit secure. And this shall be the plague, wherein the Lord shall strike all nations that have fought against Jerusalem. The flesh of every one shall consume away, while they stand upon their feet. And their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. In that day there shall be a great tumult from the Lord among them. And a man shall take the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall be clasped there upon his neighbor's hand. And even Judah shall fight against Jerusalem. And the riches of all nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and garments in great abundance. And the destruction of the horse and the mule, and of the camel and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in those tents, shall be like this destruction. And they that shall be left of all nations that came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to adore the King of the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feasts of tabernacles. And it shall come to pass that he that shall not go up of the families of the land to Jerusalem to adore the King, the Lord of hosts, there shall be no rain upon him, upon them. And if the family of Egypt go not up, nor come, neither shall it be upon them. But there shall be destruction wherewith the Lord will strike all nations that will not go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the sin of Egypt, and this the sin of all nations that will not go up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day, that which is upon the bridle of the horse shall be holy to the Lord, and the cauldrons in the house of the Lord shall be as the phials before the altar. And every cauldron in Jerusalem and Judah shall be sanctified to the Lord of hosts, and all that sacrifice shall come and take of them, and shall seethe in them. And the merchant shall be no more in the house of the Lord of hosts in that day. Ecclesiasticus chapter 35. He that keepeth the law multiplieth offerings. It is a wholesome sacrifice to take heed to the commandments, and to depart from all iniquity. And to depart from injustice is to offer a propitiatory sacrifice for injustices, and a begging of pardon for sins. He shall return thanks that offereth fine flour, and he that doeth mercy offereth sacrifice. To depart from iniquity is that which pleaseth the Lord, and to depart from injustice is an entry for sins. Thou shalt not appear empty in the sight of the Lord, for all these things are to be done because of the commandment of God. The oblation of the just maketh the altar fat, and is an odor of sweetness in the sight of the Most High. The sacrifice of the just is acceptable, and the Lord will not forget the memorial thereof. Give glory to God with a good heart, and diminish not the first fruits of thy hands. In every gift show a cheerful countenance, and sanctify thy tithes with joy. Give to the Most High, according to that which he hath given to thee, and with a good eye do according to the ability of thy hands. For the Lord maketh recompense, and he will give thee seven times as much. Do not offer wicked gifts, for such he will not receive. And look not upon the unjust sacrifice, for the Lord is judge, and there is not with him respect of person. The Lord will not accept any person against a poor man, and he will hear the prayer of him that is wronged. He will not despise the prayers of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she poureth out her complaint. Do not the widow's tears run down the cheek, and her cry against them that curseth causeth them to fall? For from the cheek they go up even to heaven, and the Lord that heareth will not be delighted with them. He that adoreth God with joy shall be accepted, and his prayer shall approach even to the clouds. The prayer of him that humbleth himself shall pierce the clouds. Until it come nigh, he will not be comforted. And he will not depart till the Most High behold. And the Lord will not be slack, but will judge for the just, and will do judgment. And the Almighty will not have patience with them, that he may crush their back. and he will repay vengeance to the Gentile, till he have taken away the multitude of the proud, and broken the scepters of the unjust, till he have rendered to man according to their deeds, men according to their deeds, and according to the works of Adam, and according to his presumption, till he have judged the cause of his people, and he shall delight the just with his mercy. The mercy of God is beautiful in the time of affliction, as a cloud of rain in the time of drought. The Apocalypse, chapter 6. And I saw that the Lamb had opened one of the seven seals, and I heard the voice of one of the four living creatures, as it were the voice of thunder, saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and there was a crown given him, and he went forth conquering that he might conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and to him that sat thereon it was given that he should take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and a great sword was given to him. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, "Come and see." And behold, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard, as it were, a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a penny, and thrice 2 pounds of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the wine and the oil. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come and see." And behold, a pale horse, and he that sat upon him, his name was Death, and Hell followed him. And power was given to him over the four parts of the earth, to kill with sword and famine, and with death, and with beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the sounds of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and revenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And the white robes were given to every one of them. 1. And it was said to them that they should rest for a little time, till their fellow servants and their brethren who are to be slain, even as they, should be filled up. And I saw when he had opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became as blood, and the stars from heaven fell upon the earth, as the fig tree casteth its green figs when it is shaken by a great wind. And the heaven departed as a book folded up, and every mountain and the islands were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the princes and tribunes and the rich and the strong, and every bondman and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And they say to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall upon us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" The Prayer of St. Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, fount of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.